This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Soon, in just a couple hours here, the eighth day of the U.S. Open will be in full swing. Yesterday on day seven, 17-year-old Melody Udan celebrated yet another victory, this time defeating Russia's Nadia Petrova. And she was sounding very confident after her win over that Russian.
Mentally, I'm staying in there with them the whole time, and I'm not giving up at all. And so if they're going to beat me because I'm not going to go anywhere.
All right, here with the latest from Flushing Meadows in Queens is Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
All right, so Petrova was not the first Russian, not even close to the first Russian that Melanie Udan has knocked off. I had the chance to be there on Saturday when Udan took down Maria Sharapova. She's just absolutely phenomenal at this point.
Right now, she's playing with incredible confidence, as you pointed out earlier. But what she represents, I think, in terms of tennis and what it means for the Americans, she is the American hope right now on the court. Even the American John Isner went down yesterday in four sets, and he played great tennis, but he was literally the last American male that was playing tennis in the U.S. Open. And for the first time ever in Open history, an American male will not make it to the quarterfinals.
Right, like 120 years or
correct,
something like
yeah.
that. All right, well, the amazing thing about Maria Udan, her age, you know, she's just 17, of course, but her size, I mean, she's a 5'4" young lady playing against, you know, Sharapova is 6'3". She's playing against these gigantic women in comparison to her. How is she managing to outpace them on the court?
Well, I think she's playing with a quickness, and so she's quick with the racket, but also her footwork is incredible. If you look at the way she comes up and down and her lateral movement, it's a really outstanding, and especially for a younger player, she recovers quicker. A lot of the other players are getting beat up by the long season, beat up by the hard courts, and I think she's wearing it well.
You know, if this were the Cold War, they'd be calling her like the Russian killer, right? Hasn't she beaten like three or four Russians?
She certainly has. She beat Elena Dmitrieva, who was actually a favorite to win it. She beat Maria Sharapova, and then she beat Petrova. So the question is, who's next, and who else could be next? I think for her, everyone that she's going to face from now on is going to be easier than who she's faced now before. So her road now, going towards the finals, is paved clear. Let's see if she has what it takes.
Well, what was Nasky? Do I have it right? The one that she faces next?
I believe so. Yes.
And she's only 19.
And therein lies the rub, right? So you wonder what is going to happen when it really hits the fan right there, when she faces another person who has that heart and that grit. And this is what we love about tennis. This is what we love about her. If you walked by her on the street, you wouldn't know who she was. Yeah. You wouldn't know who, you know, she's not rich. She's not powerful. She's the reason why we love sports.
She's all heart at this point.
110%.
It's like it is the true sweetheart story, because she's all heart at this point.
It's the Melody Udan story.
Right. the glaring gap in this conversation, Ibrahim, is the men's side, which, you know, Federer rolled over yet another opponent yesterday, and the men's side hasn't been making a whole lot of sparks so far.
There's nothing going on in the men's right. side. I mean, Federer looks unbelievable. And I was mentioning Isner yesterday just because it was significant that he was the last American male standing, but even his game was very typical of where the Americans are at now. He's large, he's towering, he's big. He doesn't have great side-to-side movement. His game is really like, if he can charge up quickly, he can make a good shot, he'll make it, but really he was proven like he was stuck in the mud, and he lost.
We got 20 seconds. We have to get an update on the Williams sisters. Where are Venus and Serena at?
Well, Venus is out. Venus has lost, and people were wondering where she's at. Serena's like Roger Federer. I would rather see them two play against each other.
All right, so she's headed for the final. All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway sports contributor, bringing us up to date on Flushing Meadows, Queens, and the story of Melody Udan, who plays tomorrow. Indeed. She's 17, and she's got a 19-year-old next.
Yes, good morning.
Can't wait.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.